This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
As Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refuse to condemn Iran's attempts to kill Donald Trump on U.S. soil, not a word. It's all cool. That's out there. Iran knows that's what that means. Not even so much as a condemnation or a threat to reimpose sanctions. Think about that.
Damn.
No sanctions reimposed for trying to kill Trump? No, it's good.
If the reverse of this were true politically, there would be an outcry from the media immediately.
Picture this for a minute. Okay, suppose Trump's in office. Remember, Biden ran against him, right?
Yeah.
Trump's in office. Putin threatens on his Twitter feed to kill Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, right? Let's just pick one. Doesn't matter. Threatens to do it. Posts a video illustrating how he will do it. Says, not only am I going to kill Trump, I'm going to kill his 14 closest advisors. Then sends assassination teams who actually try to do it, are caught by our government. One of the ones sent by Iran, the guy is scheduled to go on trial. They caught him in 2021. There's a case against him now by the Department of Justice. So this isn't theoretical. This is real. So suppose it's Putin. He said, yeah, I'm going to kill Kamala. I'm going to kill Joe. Puts it right there on his Twitter feed. And then sends assassination teams. But then, remember, Trump's in office, right? Putin shows up because he wants to speak at the UN. So he comes to the U.S. And Trump showers him with the best Secret Service protection possible. While there have been two assassination attempts on Joe or Kamala, after the Secret Service learned that the Russians were trying to kill Joe and Kamala, how do you think that'd fly? You think it'd be like not a big deal?
I think there would be an outcry there.
What if Trump refused to condemn Putin?
Oh, yeah.
Joe and Kamala haven't condemned the Iranians.
That'd be a campaign issue.
You think?
Yeah.
It's not right now.
Nope.
Media doesn't care. They welcomed the president of Iran this week. Can you imagine this? You're the president of Iran. You're like, this is crazy. You're staying in your New York hotel where you can go downstairs and buy a newspaper and read that Iran wants to assassinate Trump and there's an Iranian plot to do it. And then you can go right back up to your hotel and be protected by the U.S. Secret Service. In fact, probably better protection than Trump can get. He had a massive contingent of Secret Service, the president of Iran. How do we not arrest him at the border? As soon as he got off the plane, bam, slap him in cuffs. That's what I do. Who's stupid enough to come here? They rolled out your red carpet. Now, this is crazy, Lee. This is breaking. You know how the Ayatollah has been threatening explicitly to kill Trump for a while? Well, this resurfaced. It's a video of Iran assassinating Trump through the fence as he plays golf.
Gee, where have we heard this before?
I don't know. It's awfully familiar. And it's a couple of years old. The Ayatollah put it on his website and it ended up all over like Twitter, all over the place. So Trump's out there and they keep showing him playing golf. There's a fence. And what Iran sends in this case is it's like a rolling assassination bot, like almost a robo dog.
Oh, okay.
And it targets Trump, and the whole time you watch him playing golf, right? And then there's a screen and it says Soleimani's murderer, that's Trump, and the one who gave the order will pay the price. So Trump's getting ready to hit the ball as Iran's getting ready to assassinate him in a situation that looks almost identical to the one from the assassination attempt a couple Sundays ago. Mm-hmm. And the Secret Service is standing there and their phones ping right before Trump is shot in this video that the head of Iran posted. And they get the message, Soleimani's murderer and the one who gave the order will pay the price. And then you see the assassination robot lift up its, you know, to fire. Mm-hmm. And it cuts off before Trump dies. So while the Biden administration tells America, oh, hey, yeah, Iran's trying to kill Trump on our soil, when the president of Iran comes here this week to speak at the United Nations, he's given the full diplomatic red carpet rollout, including Secret Service protection. People are posting pictures of it on X because he had so many Secret Service agents. I wonder if Trump can even get this many. Folks, the Biden administration is mocking us. This man's government is trying to kill Trump on our soil. And he shows up and instead of immediately arresting him, we blanket him with Secret Service to protect him. I don't know how Trump didn't damn near lose his mind. Instead, he just said this.
Meanwhile, we have the president of Iran in our country this week. We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances. Around the world, our enemies are desperate to prevent Donald Trump from returning to the White House because they know I will make America great again. They don't want that.
No one has asked Her Highness, hey, how do you feel about Iran trying to kill Trump? This is the kind of thing as Americans, whether we, you know, we could be Democrat and Republican up till recently, Democrats would automatically put a press release out condemning Iran in the strongest terms for attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. After all, it is the Joe Biden and Harris administration claiming they're attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. Have you noticed there hasn't even been a statement, so much of a word of condemnation of any kind? You think that's an oversight? Think that's on purpose? Think about it. No, I mean, it's... Think about it. It's not an accident. It'd be the thing as normal Americans 10 years, 15 years ago, the other party would have said, wow, Iran's trying to assassinate the, you know, the other candidate. They would have condemned it in the strongest terms. Not a word from Harris or Biden, which means they are fine with it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Now, contrast that to Trump's reaction, which is the historically normal reaction going all the way back to the founding. This is what an American president would say if one of our top three enemies on earth was trying to assassinate his political rival, because we're all Americans, or we used to be. This is a normal reaction from Trump.
If I was president and the candidate was under threat, any candidate, Republican or Democrat, and I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
Absolutely. And you know
and
what?
There would be no more threats.
No, there wouldn't. And guess what, Ayatollah? You can threaten on Twitter. Do you understand the Ayatollah of Iran has threatened on Twitter to kill Trump and 14 of his closest aides, including former Secretary of State Pompeo, who was also the former head of the CIA. And that's okay, it's cool. Hey, go If he associates with Trump, he deserves to die, right? Existential threat to democracy. They haven't even condemned it. Do you understand how stark, raving evil that is? I can't distinguish the enemy, Iran, from the enemy in the White House at this point. There's no sunlight between them. And Jason Miller, one of Trump's top advisors, nailed this.
I'm absolutely disgusted that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden can laugh about this or completely ignore it. You heard from President Trump today that if there was another country that was making threats or potential assassination attempt on a leader such as himself or on one of his political opponents, he would take immediate action. He would send a signal that they would be blown to smithereens. This is not just some political attack. This is not simple election interference. This is an attack on the entire United States.
Yep.
Where's Hakeem Jeffries? Where's crying Chuck Schumer? Where are the Democrats? Where's the mainstream media? This is not a time for jokes. They're talking about our sacred institution of elections and our way of life, our democracy. President Trump has come within an eighth of an inch of his life for him not being here from a first assassination attempt. Fortunately, we had a very responsive and well-acting Secret Service agent that prevented a second attempt from happening. We don't know just how close this additional attempt could have been. But the fact that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are doing nothing and saying nothing is a disgrace.
No, it's intentional. Clay Travis tweets, it's just staggering because we've been told for nearly a decade by Democrats that Russia's few thousand dollars in Facebook ads elected Trump. Here we have arguably our most heated foreign enemy trying to kill Trump in the middle of an election on U.S. soil. They won't condemn it. There has been no condemnation by a single Democrat leader. Media barely covers it. And now the leader, the president of Iran, arrives on our soil in New York, red carpet rolled out. He gets the Secret Service protection. He's got a whole huge contingent. You're paying for it. That Trump can't seem to get.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, folks? None of this is an accident, okay? They're mocking us. Look, what I've told you for so long on this podcast is coming true in front of our eyes. I've been telling you this for 2 years. I said that with open borders, our enemies would move here to U.S. soil, and you would see them merge with the Democrats because their interests are the same. And you would see those enemies, whether it's the cartels, the Iranians, merge with the Democrat Party in order to perpetrate violence, fear on their mutual enemy, Republicans, on our soil. You would see our enemies come to America and merge with the Democrats on our soil, creating the kind of violent strike force they've always wanted to have. You are watching it. That is what this is. Iran and the Democrat Party have a mutual interest right now. The mullahs saw, the Ayatollah saw, the president of Iran saw what Trump did to the number two in Iran, Soleimani. They're scared to death But they're also scared to death Trump will come back in and put the same sanctions on them. Their people were on the verge of overthrowing them because they were going hungry. They didn't have enough food. That's how locked down Trump had Iran. And so Iran wants Trump dead. So do the Democrats. And Iran knows how to read all of this politically. Iran knows the Democrats have green lighted this. Even if nobody's talking through back channels, the Democrats are just fine if Iran can bag them on U.S. soil. Folks, a country doesn't come back from this. And you know what it says to Iran and to all of our enemies? Look, us Democrats, when we're in power, if there's anything the Republican did when he was in power that you don't like, we'll let you get him back. We are more loyal to you, Iran. We're more tied at the hip to you as the Democrat Party than we are the Republicans. We have a mutual enemy, the Republicans. Our borders are wide open. So come on in and take him out. You know where this comes from? You know what it's a culmination of? 20 years of GOP weakness and compromise. We're up to the point now where they're not killing us themselves yet, but they're letting our enemies do it on American soil. This is what GOP weakness has bred. They've been taught, the Democrats have, and the Iranians apparently, over and over and over again, no consequences. We're cool. We'll just look the other way. We'll pretend that the reason Trump was almost assassinated and lost part of his ear was just because funding. It was not enough funding. We'll just give some funding, and then we will pretend, we'll pass it through Congress that everything's going to be fine now, when this is not fine. This is not normal. This is an absolute crisis for our country. And again, Trump's top advisor, Jason Miller, gets it.
You have this active threat against President Trump, who, again, he's not just some candidate. He's a former and future president of the United States. This, again, this is an attack on all Americans. Why are U.S. taxpayers then paying to protect the president of Iran, who's in New York for UNGA this week, the U.N. General Assembly? Meanwhile, there's a threat against President Trump from that same country. I don't understand what's going on, but a lot of this goes back to Afghanistan. As soon as these foreign leaders saw the disgraceful withdrawal from Afghanistan that Biden and Harris completely bungled, then there was no more sense of deterrence. It was game on, and our adversaries were after us. And what we're seeing now is possibly one of the most sincere threats to our sovereignty that we've ever seen in our nation's history.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.